Nissan Titan XD, 0% for 72 months equals $1,389 per 1,000 finance to well-qualified buyers. Payment plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. All incentives and rebates applied. Offers with two available on select model.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. May vary, limited time offer.
So I've really been enjoying the new series on Fox, 24 Legacy. Really, really good. But I kept forgetting to record the episodes. Not a big deal, because I would just watch them the next day with Xfinity On Demand. But not today. Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola. So I was on the train coming into the city, and I was watching a movie on my smartphone using my Xfinity Stream app, which is the best app out there. And I remember 24 was on, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop it right now. And I was able to set a series recording on my smartphone on the train using my Xfinity Stream app. So when I get home tonight, I'll be able to start 24 Legacy right away and not have to wait till tomorrow. That's just one of the many reasons why you should switch to Xfinity. It really is the best in home entertainment, and also being able to take all of your entertainment on the go. Also, add to that super fast and very reliable internet, thousands of movies and TV shows on demand, and millions of Wi-Fi hotspots around the country, so you can stay connected while you're away from home. That helps you save data on your phone, and who doesn't like saving money? With Xfinity X1, you get over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak into, and access to Netflix. Now, you have to have the subscription already, but if you do, you can get it now right through your X1 system. That's why Xfinity is great. So take advantage of this limited time offer. Now, this special deal ends tomorrow. It's 321. You've got to do this today. Do it tomorrow. Don't wait. You get Xfinity X1 and internet for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. You enjoy that same rate for two full years with a two-year term agreement and enrollment in the EcoBill and AutoPay, which is great because there's no paper to worry about, and you don't have to worry about paying the bill. It just happens automatically for you each month. Plus, you can get $150 back if you sign up today, but you have to do it today. You can't wait because you'll forget about this, and this offer ends tomorrow. So do it today. Just do it right now while we're talking about it. You can switch and get this limited offer from Xfinity. Just call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Five times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
If you've been looking for the best place to watch college hoops, then look no further. The Whistle Sports Bar and Grill in Oak Lawn boasts 28 TVs, two video walls, and a processor allowing four games on one TV. If that's not enough, they offer an unbelievable menu filled with items inspired from executive chef Rick Michalowski. Pair their signature mango habanero wings with Samuel Adams' Rebel Juiced IPA. The Whistle is Oak Lawn's premier sports bar, opening at 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Home and auto bundled saves you cash. The mesh of the two together, smooth like leather. The two bundled together. Life is so sweet like an orange. Nothing rhymes with orange. I'm sorry.
Bundle home and auto and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Your new Mercedes-Benz is here at Knauss. Pick your model, grab the keys, and drive it home. This is our spectacular spring sales event at Knauss. Your opportunity to take advantage of special offers on every new 2017 C-Class, E-Class, and S-Class sedan. Every new 2017 Mercedes-Benz Coupe, Cabriolet, and Roadster. Every new SUV model in our extensive Knauss inventory. Whichever Mercedes-Benz model you choose, you'll love its sculpted looks, luxurious interior, comfort, handling, technology, and advanced safety features. Best of all, you'll know you bought it right with special offers and financing through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Our showroom is ready, our pencils are sharpened, your new car keys are waiting. There never was a better time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The push for the playoffs is on, and the Wolves are currently battling for first place. They have 5 home games remaining, including Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Lots of college basketball stuff happening here on the station. Illinois' new head coach Brad Underwood and athletic director Josh Whitman will join Spiegel and Parkins tomorrow at 10. On the court, Illinois takes on Boise State in the NIT. Coverage here tonight starts at 7:30. Chris Collins also joined Spiegel and Parkins earlier today. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. The Bulls are off today. They play in Toronto tomorrow. Cam Payne was assigned to Windy City Bulls. Also tonight, the Pacers host the Jazz, and Golden State visits the Thunder. Hockey, top-seeded Blackhawks, they're off, and they skate in Vancouver tomorrow. AHL, the Wolves lost to Grand Rapids 3-2. They play at Cleveland tomorrow. Spring training going on right now. The Cubs lead the Rockies 2-0 in the fourth. Schwarber and Almora with RBIs. Eloy Jimenez is out at least 3 weeks with a bone bruise in his shoulder. And the White Sox lead the Giants right now 1-0 in the fourth. This scoreboard update brought to you by Land Rover. Above and beyond. Join the Score and Dos Equis at Merkel's Bar and Grill on Clark Street in Chicago. Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Come by and watch the game. Enjoy a cold Dos Equis and grab some great Score prizes. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
I'm going to be all soxed out this summer, baby. Me and Lurie Garcia are going to take this bitch back. That's what I'm talking about.
And we got the newest heartthrob for the Chicago White Sox here. I'm going to let you pronounce that first name.
Larry Garcia,
yes. His
name check?
Yes, because I saw him get a hit today in the game against the Cubs, and it inspired me, and I think it might have inspired Chris.
Mr. Garcia here. How we doing?
I'm doing good.
This is the time to get in, guys. It's not when you're riding high, when you got Frank Thomas and Robin Ventura.
Is Robin going to be back next year or what?
Wilson Alvarez and Alex Fernandez and
Bob Arcus
and Jack McDowell.
He's on the team for next year.
Roberto Hernandez, Joey Cora and all, Craig Graybeck.
Not Cora.
Dan Johnson.
A little hurting. Norberto Martinez.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What about Stanks? Is he going to come back?
Michael Kolpak struck out five mother batters today, all right? And all of them had Cubs jerseys on. So you can kiss my black White Sox ass. All right.
This is sad.
Let's go.
Bernstein and Goff on 6-7 of the Score.
I didn't say it wasn't. Didn't say it wasn't. There's a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. You feel it. You feel it in your loins.
Yeah.
It's White Sox fever.
You're going to need long-term White Sox fever.
Yeah,
it lies dormant in your system for a
right.
while.
It's like an Hep C.
There's an incubation period
yes.
before you actually are yes. symptomatic.
We're about that
you can
life.
Still carry it. You can still,
you know what I'm saying?
You're still infectious.
Lawrence,
you're just not symptomatic
Lawrence
yet.
Reinvigorated my feeling about this. What, during the offseason when he started talking about it, I'm like, you know what? You're damn right. I'm right here with it. Plant that flag.
All right, you left us when all we right. last left you. Well, our heroes right. were right. tied to the railroad track with this tease.
So what Joel Quenneville and LeBron James have in common
both
is...
Both 6'8 black men.
No, that's damn. Not true.
No.
Although Joel has some tendencies of a 6'8 black guy every once in a while. Yeah, no, Joel's a cool cat.
Oh, yeah.
No, I wasn't yeah. saying like that. No. Joel,
good for Joel.
Yeah, Joel's all good. No. Yeah. But... What they have in common right now is one is dealing with an issue and one will have to deal with an issue. And that issue is rest.
Ah, this emailer got it right. Is this angst over rest?
Yes.
So LeBron could sleep from now until June and still get out of this bum-ass East.
Yes. And Dan Bernstein, I'm going to make you the commissioner of all sports. Not just
it's about yes, damn time.
Yeah, not just hockey, not just basketball, but baseball and football.
More
alike.
Winter classics.
There
right,
it is.
No, I'm
right,
not. It was
right,
Gary Bettman
right.
for a second. There.
So
sorry.
What we have to do is we got to talk about this because we're getting to a point now where LeBron James resting in Los Angeles is a problem, and LeBron James sitting out 5 games this year, 6 total, 1 with strep throat, is an issue. And we're also getting to the point where the Blackhawks, I don't know, last night was ridiculous. The Avalanche are just awful, and the Blackhawks woke up in the last 10 minutes of that game. But we're getting to the point here with the Blackhawks where they might start to have the same issues that LeBron James is running into, where you got guys who have played an awful lot of hockey. LeBron James is getting ready to go to his 7th straight finals, right? He also has 2 gold medals, so he has sacrificed also 2 summers to basketball. He has played more minutes, I believe, than I think he's on the for a 12-year span, the on the Wilt Chamberlain-esque train of playing the total amount of minutes in a decade plus that we have never seen before.
Okay.
And not taking off of summers as well. So I got no problem when LeBron takes off. Got no problem when people, you know, when people want to rest their starters. Greg Popovich started it a while ago because he saw his team getting old. He was ahead of the curve on this thing. And now the Golden State Warriors with their sleep science studies and all the things that they employ technology-wise, they got guys who are hooked up on the plane to know if you are not even just sleeping, but if you are even getting rest. You know, a lot of card games have been cut out on the plane because guys' bodies aren't calming down quick enough
all
on that plane.
All teams are understanding sleep science better. Sleep mm-hmm. and rest science.
Investments. They have 15 investments that
listen
they have
to
worry
Cubs
about.
Listen to the Cubs talk about with yep. the whole next thing. All the stuff Theo was talking about with us. That's it.
And hockey's going to have to do this here very soon. And the thing that I've noticed from my casual
Wait, I'm
eye,
commissioner of all sports.
Hold on, I haven't given it
here.
To you yet.
I'm putting the drapes up in the office. I got my shag carpeting going. I got a nice little decanter in the back for yep. my wine. And mm-hmm. this is going to be great.
You got to have like a minion. You got to have like a guy who's going to take all the hits. You know, some underling who you just. You gotta have like a Spicer-esque guy.
That's
who just
Jose.
It's Jose.
Yeah.
All right. Bet.
Yeah, talk to him. He's got he's got everything.
Everyone talk to Jose.
He'll handle it.
And
he's my guy.
Blackhawks,
I trust him implicitly. He speaks for me.
Blackhawks gonna have to run into this too because you've got 2 guys. Well, more than 2 guys, but obviously most notably Kane and Taves that have played a ton of hockey over the last, you know, 9-10 years. They've gone on many a postseason run where they haven't been off their legs for an entire summer. Last year you had your first round exit. That doesn't really count.
All right, what's my assignment? I'm getting impatient here.
Shut up, jerk. Let me set it up
you
for
you. You can't call the commissioner of all sports a jerk.
So what do you do? Because the NBA is getting ready to shorten the preseason and lengthen the regular season so that the back-to-backs aren't so plentiful. There are teams that have played 18 to 20 back-to-backs this year. What do? For the fan, because this is important. I know how we always like, screw the fan. If you paid for NBA quality talent on the floor, and damn it, you're just going to have to watch Iman Shumpert put up 20 shots tonight. But what do? If you have a problem, if you think, the premise is that you think you may have a problem. Because rest and sleep science are coming in.
Okay, how does the problem, at first I need to know.
How does it affect the bottom line?
How does it manifest itself?
Well,
am I going to see a drop in attendance? Am I going to see the secondary market ticket prices?
Let's face it, though. Especially in the NBA, you've got fan bases that go to that arena explicitly so they could see before Kobe and Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. But now, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry.
How do we know that?
Because we do.
If
you're a Bulls fan.
They're going anyway. They're going to see these idiots.
Okay, if you're an Atlanta Hawks fan.
That's Knicks, a market you know better than I do.
The Knicks show up. The Thunder shows up. The Warriors show up. Now DC, you know, John Wall shows up. You are, I think because we're in the city that we're in the bubble of thinking, yeah, everybody goes to games that they want to go to, and if they don't go, that's fine, no matter what. But there are a lot of NBA teams who are worried that LeBron, they know LeBron night, you know, whether you get it once or twice a year,
but you
LeBron
don't
night
know.
Is going to be your night.
Here's the thing, though.
Are you going to clean up on concessions? Are you going to clean up on parking?
Sure.
All those
you
things.
You don't know when you buy the ticket.
Understood.
So economically, if you really think it's a problem, you have to go back to ticket buyer X. Okay, picture the person buying that ticket now. LeBron's coming to town in 3 months, or as soon as the schedule comes out, right? Really, you know, sometime a half a year from now, LeBron's coming out. Anyway, and whatever name you want to use, Durant or Steph or whatever, I'm buying that ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So what would have to happen? Is that same person, when the schedule comes out, looks at it, goes, LeBron's coming in. You know, it's March. Maybe he won't play. I'm not going to buy the ticket now. So that's really, I'm trying to get the rubber meat in the road here. So if it's really, if the possibility of it keeps enough of that guy from buying the ticket, then you might have a problem. But the NBA, you don't really have any problems with a $5 billion television deal.
Or how do you address your teams? Saturday night, you know, the Saturday night primetime schedule that the NBA rolled out 2 years ago, it's been going pretty good. But the ratings this year have slipped because there's a happenstance of guys being rested on those Saturday nights. Whatever the scheduling blip is where, you know, we're traveling and we're going to be in this city on Sunday afternoon, we want to get that Saturday night off. If there wasn't a game played, I'd probably travel my team on this day anyway. So if this we're going to treat this like a travel day, LeBron is sitting, Steph is sitting, or, you know, some of the other stars who are 7-8 years in their career now are sitting.
I'm pretty firmly on the buyer beware side here.
I'm talking about how do you address your teams and your franchises. What do you say to the Golden State Warriors? You know, I mean, we're here to play. And, you know, you got the old heads who play all 82 who are angry at these young punks who are, you know, the funniest thing to me, a guy I used to work with, Justin Termini, that works at SiriusXM, he went on this long tweet thread and Eddie Johnson started fighting with him. We act like these kinds of injuries, these rest injuries and not taking care of your body injuries didn't ruin and end some of the careers of the greatest players of all time. You know why Larry Bird's back went on him? Because Larry Bird got fat. Larry Bird didn't take care of himself. And when it was time for him to rest and he kept playing 80, 79, 81 games, when it was time for him to get into better shape in the offseason, that's when he rested instead of doing basketball things and getting in better shape. You saw what? 12 years of Larry Bird instead of the 17, 18 you probably
remember
would have wanted
how
to?
He heard it in the first place. He was picking up paving stones trying to make like a walkway in his house. He was doing his own damn landscaping.
You remember
work.
Seeing him on the Olympic team laying on the ground.
I remember him in the Celtics sweats lying on his stomach Celtics, right next to the bench.
Celtics Hornets. The famous Alonzo Mourning top of the key jump shot where we thought the Hornets had come of age with Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning, I believe, lying on the ground. And that series, for most of this series, was Larry Bird. So
let me answer your question. What do you do as here? Commissioner, I say to my franchises, you do whatever you think you have to do to try to win a championship. That is, as long as you believe that is it makes you more likely to win a championship and give your fans a parade, that's your decision. It's one thing if you're like sending guys down to save money, if you're not calling guys up to save money, if you're skinflinting it. The other thing I tell my franchises is be very, very careful in the wording of your advertisements. Because what I don't want in my position as general manager of all sports or commissioner of all sports and GM, I just appointed right. myself to all of those individual
Vice
jobs respectively.
Sports operations,
that
everything.
Do not advertise. Come see LeBron James in March. You can advertise, come see the Cleveland Cavaliers. But then you're starting to get into actively and directly false advertising. That's another thing I want you to avoid.
But the NBA has based a lot of its success on individual player marketing. You're going to go backwards
from
that?
Actual sales and advertising of tickets is different than somebody saying than
a team. So you can't say in your rejoins, you know, the Bulls take on LeBron, you know, next Thursday. If you want to go to ticketsbulls.com.
I would like to find a way to manage that doesn't appear.
It's tricky.
Because that gives the appearance of a bait and switch. If you are literally advertising LeBron James in the copy and showing the videos of him, and that's your team-sanctioned sales pitch, and somebody shows up and gets him on Shumpert, that I know on the ticket it says what it says and these actual contracts say what they say. But if that becomes more rampant and it's obvious in that regard, I'm not necessarily talking legally, like somebody's going to sue me for fraud.
Right. That's not
I'm just that to me appears unseemly. I think there should be transparency and there should be a greater understanding on the part of a fan that sometimes you show up to a Broadway play and you get the understudy. Because that happens. Maybe somebody's got a rest or voice that you showed up for Bette Midler and you didn't get Bette Midler. You showed up for Patti LuPone or Christine Ebersole and she knew that she had a couple big shows the next weekend and was just taking a personal day. It happens.
The Joel Quenneville side of this, I wonder how much, because basketball is so visible and it's talked about a lot more than hockey. I wonder how many careers, or on a smaller scope, how many team seasons, because of the macho, tough guy attitude of hockey and how insular the people in that sport are and have become, and how they don't have to listen to anyone else because it's their thing. I wonder how many careers could have went a couple more years, or how many singular seasons could have a little bit more gas.
Look
at
Duncan Keith.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at the minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
Over and over and over.
Some of the young players, if you watching this Blackhawks team and think that Artemi Panarin is skating the way that he did at the beginning of the year or at any point last year, the guy's hit a little bit of a wall. And they've clinched a playoff berth, which was, you know, never in question.
And Johnny Oduya looks every bit of 35.
Yeah, you're going to find out right now what that hockey tough stuff means to guys like you. And telling Jonathan Toews, hey, we'll make up some kind of sickness or illness. I'm going to need you to sit right here for a couple nights. You know, because this matters. And I don't know if the hockey enthusiast, you know, the casual guy or girl who knows that their team is going
they
to try out
these. They won't even tell you what body part
but
they've
that's
hurt.
The thing. Do you think that if the NHL started treating hockey players' injuries or just, you know, saying it's rest, if you like the NBA did, do you think that hockey people would go crazy? If I was to tell you, you know what?
Some.
Patty Kane is sitting tonight.
Some.
He needs some rest.
The answer is some would.
Because they're so used to seeing them every single night.
But somebody also has to tell them, here's the deal. You're not going to get him tonight, but your team, if we rest him, is more likely to win a championship.
How long have people been doing that with the NBA and it still isn't resonating? For that day of game, guy or girl, But that person that is getting off at 6 o'clock, going to pick up those kids, and damn it,
they already bought the ticket.
I understand. And that's the thing.
They already bought the ticket.
Though. I think it's going to be a growing problem. It's going to be a problem here in the next couple of years because teams are not going to scale back. We're going to find more ways. You know what? The electrolytes are at this point on the flight. I can check on a flight, you know, with a guy's wearable. Hey, you know what? I don't think this guy's going to play tonight. And all I need is, what, 45 minutes, an hour and 15 before the game to put it on the list if he's going to play or not? I don't think we're going backwards from here.
All right, this guy's mad. What's Thanks, that? Bernstein, for the whitest metaphor ever.
Well, every day.
All right. Which one? Name any Broadway star of color. Anybody of any kind. You want me to go back to Ben Vereen? You want me to pull the Ben Vereen card again?
We always
had
Ben Vereen.
Seriously. Pick whatever name you want. I can give you Christine Ebersole, Bette Midler, and Patti LuPone, or I can give you Ben Vereen. You want Lin-Manuel Miranda? Pick. Go ahead.
Give me ones with
go ahead.
A person of color ever around them. Maybe
Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
My guy, Shane! Shane in the clutch! I have no idea what the hell that is, but I'm there. There, Precious.
I only know one Precious.
Wait, like the movie Precious is a musical?
No.
See? He's looking down his nose.
That's got all kinds of potential. If you turn that into a big Broadway show.
She did run with that, the bucket of KFC. Remember, that was a good scene. That could be turned into a musical.
Gonna need a bigger stage.
Well, I'm not.
I remember those days producing this show. Those were
different days.
Those were some tough days to look around and go, I probably shouldn't be okay with this. I probably shouldn't like anything that's going on right here, but I'm laughing. No, seriously, though, if the NHL handled...
They do
players.
A bye week. They're
I know.
The bye week.
I
is
found
a,
out about that this year.
That's a clear understanding that you're grinding your players to death.
And
people
happened.
Are okay. Good point for the 773. The people are okay when the goalies rest,
but not the players.
And those are the
Duncan Keith is out there for 34 minutes a game, seemingly, and is he's got the lungs of like a Kenyan marathoner, and he's like, all right, keep running them to death, and it's like, slow down. At some point,
you're
going to
turn
off.
Him into Duncan Roosevelt, and then you're not going to be happy.
Blasphemer. All right, I just wanted to throw that at you, King of all sports, and you handled it. I'm above average.
Thank you. I get a C+.
There you go.
Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Wednesday night, the world champion Chicago Cubs are back on the score for more spring training action when the Cubs take on the Reds starting at 7:55 and Pat Hughes returns to the booth to join Ron Coomer only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. NBA teams resting star players and cheating the fans, the networks, and their sponsors out of the best possible matchups is once again an issue. It happened again when Cavaliers head coach Ty Lue rested LeBron, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love against the Clippers on Saturday night. Obviously, there are two sides to this. If you're a network and you're paying crazy rights fees for these games, you're paying for the stars. You're paying for the marquee matchups, especially in prime time. On the flip side of that, as Cavaliers GM David Griffin said his job is to win championships. Same with Ty Lue, Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, and everybody else who rest their star players. Again, I see both sides. If the league wants to avoid this, it needs to do a better job of scheduling. It needs to reduce or eliminate back-to-backs because while the league has done a better job to a certain extent, it's still not doing enough. I'm Jim Rome.
CDL Class A drivers, ready to rev up your career? Don't miss this great opportunity to join the Burr Ridge team at Saia LTL Freight. Saia offers up to 64 cents per mile to experienced OTR drivers, along with a generous benefits package and great home time. And their average driver tenure is more than 9 years. If you're ready to find a place to call home, then give them a call, 888-965-1230, or visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on Career.
Have you heard about the 20-year anniversary sale going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights? Well, it's on, and that means big savings for you on all Chevy Malibus, Cruises, Equinoxes, Silverados, and more. Over 400 new Chevys all marked with special never-seen-before anniversary discounts. It's their biggest sale in 20 years. 20 years! was the last time I was young was 20 years ago. It's like their sale is on sale. The 20-year anniversary event at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. They really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason, Mr. Cool.
That's the sound you'll hear right before you try the newest seasonal from Sam Adams, Fresh as Hellas. And that's the sound of your taste buds colliding with this Hellas Lager, brewed with orange blossom for a slightly citrus flavor, floral notes, and a touch of malt sweetness. Get Fresh as Hellas in stores now and take hold of the seasonal.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Mike and Denise's Pizzeria Bar and Grill. So good they have two locations. Mike and Denise's has always been passionate about authentic food and original recipes. In addition to their menu full of delicious entrees, fresh salads, and perfect pizzas, they also have a fully stocked bar with over 20 beers on tap, including 550 Samuel Adams tall drafts every day. They've got flat screens everywhere with all of the college basketball games. Everything you could want in one place. Actually, two places. Mike and Denise's Pizzeria is located in Aurora and Yorkville.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus, save 10 to 15% on select quick-set products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
First time skydiving!
Sure is!
Okay, you just open the door like this, and you jump!
Wait! Should we be, like, in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea!
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people! Here we go!
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The push for the playoffs is on. The Wolves are currently battling for first place. They have five home games remaining, including Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Lots of college basketball stuff happening here on the station. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock with Spiegel and Parkins, you can hear Illinois' new head coach Brad Underwood and athletic director Josh Whitman on the court. Illinois takes on Boise State in the NIT tonight. Coverage here on The Score starts at 7:30. Chris Collins joins the show earlier today, and you can catch that interview with Matt and Danny at 670thescore.com. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They play at Toronto tomorrow. The Raptors are fourth in the East at 41-29. Earlier today, the team assigned Cameron Payne to the Windy City Bulls. Also tonight, the Pacers host the Jazz, and Golden State visits the Thunder. In hockey, the top-seeded Blackhawks are also off today. They skate in Vancouver tomorrow night. AHL, the Wolves lost to Grand Rapids 3-2. They play at Cleveland tomorrow. Spring training games going on. The Cubs leading the Rockies 3-2 in the fifth. Schwarber, Almora, and Happ all with RBIs. Eloy Jimenez is out for at least 3 weeks with a bone bruise in his shoulder. The White Sox right now leading the Giants 1-0 in the sixth. World Baseball Classic, Netherlands plays Puerto Rico. That game starts at 9. NFL news, competition committee, they want to begin hiring full-time refs in time for the 2017 season. And a couple signings today, Geno Smith going to the Giants and EJ Manuel signing with the Raiders. And I wish both of them very, very good luck. Hurry into the salon by InStyle at JCPenney now through Wednesday for blowout savings. Your favorite hair care brands like Redken and Paul Mitchell are buy two, get one for a penny. And with select products for just $9.99. That's getting your pennies worth, JCPenney. This Scoreboard Update brought to you by Staples. Staples is all you need for your business at low prices every day, like paper, ink, and toner, even office furniture and technology. Right now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream cases of paper. In store only, plus tax where applicable, ends 4-1. See store or staples.com for details. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. We're talking a little bit of college hoops today and a little bit of Northwestern, some actual strategy stuff that we got into during the transition and after the transition on why Northwestern lost that game, because maybe if they're showing you that they're switching on everything except for the big oaf.
Maybe get the big oaf involved in a pick and roll.
And they didn't do that.
And by the way, he is an oaf.
Yes, he is.
Did you see what they, when they finally realized,
started trapping him
when
first
they finally
dribble?
Realized, yeah. Oh, he can't dribble.
Yeah.
And then immediately,
the Luol Deng hands.
First dribble attack. The other big two.
Yeah, Zach Collins.
You know, both of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're black shots. They're big, strong, mm-hmm. scary looking, smelly looking guys. But in basketball, sometimes even giant people have to dribble.
Yeah. They can be mitigated. He's not good. I've been staying away from Gonzaga basketball this year.
He's bad.
Oh, look at the big oaf. No, he's 12-6 is what everybody was talking about. The man averaged 12 points and 6 rebounds. They were acting like we were a double-double machine out here.
I get this email.
That guy's trash, man.
I get this email from my dad in the middle of it. He goes, yeah, I'm flipping channels. And well, how did he phrase it? He just said something. He said, I hope you're enjoying your day, .. Northwestern is down by 20 to some very unfortunate looking people.
You're not wrong.
Right. I mean, I know he's characters like that in the tournament are a thing. Everybody loves a character. Hey, did you know Derek Pardon has an extra R in his name? Whoa, that's a front page story there. But no.
I just put Gonzaga Big Oaf into Google. Because I forgot his name that quickly. What was the big man's name?
Zarnecki? Karnowski?
Karnowski? Blutarski?
No, I think it was
Karnowski, right?
Prezmek Karnowski?
Prezmek Karnowski. Bad. Yes. Enjoy Istanbul.
Maybe not. Those are good jobs.
Some of those leagues now have turned to crap since everybody's coming to the NBA. Yeah.
Well, there's still jobs there.
I mean, that's in the league, though.
I think Juice Thompson's there, right?
Enjoy. Juice Thompson? Illini quarterback?
No, Juice Williams.
It's Juice Williams. Okay. Juice, Juice Thompson is Northwestern.
I mixed up my juices. The juice got loose for a second
That Gonzaga thing.
Yeah, Lincoln Park High School, too, representing.
You can have that. You can have Lincoln Park High School, too.
Yeah, screw that, too.
Yeah, screw these guys. I'm out of here. Nah, man, that whole thing. Just give me Kentucky and UCLA and some of these other cats. You know, watch Josh Jackson scream he'll beat your ass while he's running up and down.
Kansas is a problem for America.
Kansas is the best team in this damn tournament.
Until Bill Self finds something he can screw up to, because he's not above it either.
Yeah, he's Bob Stoops with a basketball whistle. That's what he is. He sometimes ventures into a big game and kind of just forgets how to do things every once in a while. But this team, I think they are old self-proof. I think they'll be fine.
Rudy says, I never got the anger over Stars resting. Would it suck to have tickets for the Cavs at the UC and LeBron sits? Yeah. Boxing and pro wrestling ads always say card subject to change. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm just used to it. You're never going to know who's performing until you get there. That's like how I felt when I went to see the DOC and the DOC wasn't there.
That's because he didn't have a voice box.
That's because he got, it's like the same day or something, he got in some horrible accident. Yeah. So that's BS!
You're screaming.
Yeah. So on the flip side, I'm actively seeking a class action lawyer to help me with the fact that I have Bulls tickets coming up and Cameron Payne will not be there to miss shots. That is BS. No, it was at the Greensboro Coliseum and we were so excited. It was Eric B. and Rakim. It was Ice Cube and Yo-Yo on the America's Most Wanted tour.
It's a real bill.
Uh-huh. And the DOC. And it was...
And you were mad about the DOC not being there.
I was a huge DOC terrific fan. With Dre producing him and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I would tell you this. Eric B. and Rakim were awful.
Yeah, I've never thought that Rakim would be a terrific show.
And all backing tracks, and Eric B. just sort of stood there, and you could barely hear like a...
You know,
and it was all backing track, and all Rakim did was grab his junk, and he's like 5'2", and he's and then
some guys grab their junk, but they address each side of the crowd too.
And then Ice Cube and Yo-Yo came out and redeemed the night.
Yeah,
killed it.
Have you ever gone to a show expecting the show not to be great and it blew your mind? Because
seeing Public Enemy at Cat's Cradle, which was their warm up for the NC Central graduation.
Okay.
And they played, it was like, I don't know, before social media, I forgot how we found out, but I tell you, all of a
word
sudden.
Word of mouth.
Yeah, word of mouth. So like, hey, noon. It's a Saturday. Public Enemy's playing at noon
and
at Cat's Cradle.
People are putting you on like, all right, come on, man. That's not happening.
It's 10 minutes away. Let's drive and see, right? Let's just go. Sure enough. And Cat's Cradle is this dumpy little, it's like a basement for 250 people. It's basically a fraternity basement. And like, yeah, okay. We're standing like right in front of the stage. Like, this can't be real. It's got to be some sort of come on.
And they come out and tear it up.
2 hours later,
yeah.
Before they sent out some guy, what was his name? They sent out like this poor guy who just like, show your hands in the air.
Oh, they got the pre-hype man?
Wave him like, oh, no.
Junior Flav.
And then there's Professor Griff and the S1Ws marching out, and they played for 2 hours in like this basement.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I've heard, it's funny that you mentioned that about Rakim, because a guy who a lot of people said was going to be the next Rakim and you know, actually got pretty damn close was Nas. And I always heard that Nas's his shows were terrible. Like, no energy, you know, you wanted to listen to Nas while you were driving or wanted to listen to Nas in the house, but watching his show wasn't going to do anything for you. And a couple of years ago, when I first got back to the city, my buddy Jim Murray from Boston was like, yo, I got tickets to Nas at House of Blues. It doesn't matter if he's awful. It's still Nas. Mm-hmm. Let's go check it out. I'm like, all right, cool. And we went there, and it was a terrific show, like an awesome show. Like, he put his all into it. You know, he's a kind of a stoic character, you know, laid back. His rhymes are terrific, but he doesn't ride the roller coaster with you like maybe a Busta Rhymes or some of these more anime. Hell, Common. Common puts on a terrific show.
This the 224 says, who's going to Ravinia to see Common this summer?
You know what? Looked up those tickets. Not me. Shout out to Ravinia. Shout out to Common. But I'm going to tell you right now, not only do you have to park like a mile away to walk over with your tent and all that other stuff.
If you know people who live in Highland Park, you know.
I don't know too many.
I
don't
know. Can I park in your driveway?
I don't know too many people who live in Highland Park. But
make some friends. You got a parking space.
$585.
Yeah.
$585. A ticket. Up front.
He's popular.
He is. Not that popular for me. I'm good. John Legend's supposed to be there. Like a Boss Skaggs. It's supposed to be some. It's supposed to be a nice little lineup at Ravinia this year. I did Ravinia once, and it was for Anita Baker, and I went there because the young lady that I was dating at the time was a Ravinia head. And I was like, all right, cool. And I liked Anita Baker as a kid.
That's a good little combo for a date night. Yeah, that's just right.
It was terrific. It was terrific. My man Rob Beverly and his beautiful wife went out there with us, and we had a good time. I didn't know it was like a competition, too, where some of these people that go out there with their spreads.
Yeah, where you like sit. Right. Setup. And somebody's got like a private chef with them in the copper pans.
Dude, somebody actually brought a guy out there that was a chef. And he was like just doing his thing.
I'm telling you.
I didn't know that was the deal.
There's people that bring their own sushi guy. He's like cutting.
Rolling.
Yes. Seriously. So
you need rice paper? You good? You
773 says, I need Dan to drop a DOC verse to prove his fandom. No, I'm not going to do it. But if challenged.
Don't trust me. He's the dude that walks around.
If challenged.
And does there is this still, in the hallway. Other white people are like, what is he doing? Is he speaking to them in tongues? Is he speaking in his code?
No, song,
this is why Dan can be so comfortable
the
around
The song
them.
Portrait of a Masterpiece. An occasional shower jam with the Dre parts and on the beat at that speed, just to make sure. You said that has to be done every once in a while, just to do it.
Just to stay sharp.
You got the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
Cubs and Sox fans, the Score's baseball expert, Bruce Levine, is live from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox camps.
Will they offer a huge deal to sign Chris Bryant through his arbitration years as well as one or two free agent years? Has an outing like that made Quintana even more interesting for these teams to give their three top farm system players?
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
You deserve the best starting point for your successful university career. Governor State University has the major you want, student housing, and renovated labs, classrooms, and library. Discover GSU at their open house Saturday, March 25th from 10 to 2. Visit govst.edu/openhouse for more information.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. And if you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, and all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, just for listening, here's what you get. You can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
The modern Olympics began in Athens, Greece, this week in 1896. This week in 1897 had the first major college basketball game. Women were allowed to attend boxing matches. This week in 1916. This week in 1934 had the first Masters Golf Championship. The NHL's longest game took place this week in 1936. The NBA modified the free throw rule this week in 1957. This week in 1958, Sugar Ray Robinson became the first boxing champion to win 5 times.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before?
You're ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
B117.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to CBS Chicago.
CBS Tuesday. Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Deal
for saving money and getting a big gift card for every business trip you buy. Use the code SCORE and you're guaranteed at least a $200 Amazon gift card your very first trip. Save big on travel. Get a big gift card. Upside.com. Minimum purchase applies. See site for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
.449 Sports Radio 670. We should probably get back to some of the college basketball stuff after the topic of the hour that we were talking about, because I still have some pieces that need to be moved together in my little Illini coaching hire puzzle here. Because other than just lip service and Brad Underwood about Chicago, I want to hear how.
Well, tomorrow, hopefully, on the Spiegel and Parkin show.
Well, they'll get to it. They'll get to it.
Yeah, both the AD and Brad Underwood are asked to express, you know, what's going to happen with Chicago.
Yeah, for me, it's about telling us exactly what the plan is. What are you prepared to do?
We're going to pay everybody.
Well, I mean, what is it? It can't all be about an assistant. And everybody says, oh, you know, get that guy. Get your guy to go.
South side and the west side guy.
That's fine, but you've got to be present. You can't hide downstate. They've got to see you. The coaches, some of the decision makers, some of the envoys and liaisons and
those
street
Irvin
agents.
Boys. Get Lance or Nick Irvin, somebody who has the pulse of Chicago basketball.
They've got to see you. You have to be present. You've got to be in their lives. There's no shortcuts, I guess, is the point.
Mm-hmm.
You got to turn yourself into a basketball community organizer, and it is a demanding commitment. You're not going to be able to just assuage people with one little diplomatic mission here or there, or breaking bread with somebody, or taking them down to Mar-a-Lago. You've got to be in the Chicago basketball life, and you've got to be present, and you've got to know who's who.
Mm-hmm.
Do the homework. Know who's connected to what. This came together so quickly. I don't know that Brad Underwood has any idea really what it's going to take to do what his bosses want him to do. And make no mistake, they do.
Someone who's a part of the actual Illinois community texted me this morning and mentioned Lance Irvin. He said that he was, it'd be a perfect connection. He said coach 3A state champs and also the Illinois Fire AAU squad, which is very successful.
The Mac Irvin, right?
Mm-hmm. That was the former Iowa State and SIU coach as well. So he's got collegiate experience as well as, you know, being able to maybe open up that tap of players that are on, because the AAU coach is more important than the high school coaches. It's just that simple. That's where we are.
There's your connection to the shoe companies and all that. Mm-hmm. Matt is in Cedar Lake. He's on the score. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. I was at the, I don't know what you call them, sectionals or whatever, at Indianapolis over the weekend. Had a little run-in with the Wichita State fans. I'm not really complaining too much because my complaining got me into the front row. But I was wondering if I was a bad human expecting too much, or if the people from Wichita, Kansas are just ignorant. Apparently, it's their thing. They like to stand for the whole game. Well, I was in the section right next to them in the 11th row. Mm-hmm. And when the action went to the far end of the court, I couldn't see because these people were standing the whole time.
So did you ask?
I asked them nicely. I asked a couple ushers. And the next thing I know, the Indiana State Police and a county sheriff were in my face saying I was yelling at the ushers and, you know, creating a scene, which I really wasn't. I was with my brother. We hadn't been drinking. And I was just wondering why their right to stand supersedes my right to sit.
It shouldn't. I bought a
ticket, too. This wasn't standing room only area here.
I'm with you. As long as you're not misbehaving.
Your view shouldn't be impeded.
Right. No, I'm absolutely with you. And especially when Wichita State, you probably also weren't able to see the antics of the coach's wife drunkenly dropping MF bombs at the opposing kids.
No, I really couldn't see anything when they were standing the whole time. And I was just, I asked people to look around. Do you see any other fan base standing for the entire game? I get it when the action's hot and something exciting happens. Right. Stand up and cheer. Okay, I'm with you.
Now, that's not out of bounds, Matt, and we appreciate the call. Sorry you had a bad experience. That sucks if the ushers, what are the ushers going to do? Tell what, 20, 35 people to all sit down at once?
Sounds like a lot more than that.
Yeah, I was about to say, how do you control that? It's kind of like the crowd taking over the arena.
You know what you do is you go to the PA guy during a timeout.
A technical will be assessed to your team if you don't comply.
Yeah, something like that. You can do it. We kindly request that you respect other fans in the arena. And listen, you red-faced, corn-fed dopes, sit your dumb ass down.
I don't think that's how they would go about it.
Or your team gets a technical. We're going to take all the vodka away from the coach's wife, and then we're going to tase all of you. And we're just send you back to your bankrupt state.
Somebody tweeted about what Greg Marshall's wife said upon entering the arena. Apparently, she was already nice and sauce before she got in there. Like, it was on some frat boy, like, we're here to bleep up. Yeah, like, I'm here. Yeah,
exactly. Crushing beer cans on her head.
Stabbing him with a pen, squeezing him on her face, or just Stone Cold Steve Austin, just smashing him together.
Shotgunning old Milwaukee's. She had a sixer of old Milwaukee tall boys with like three left on the plastic thing. She's got hanging off of one finger.
Yes, apparently she said, we're here to F things up. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, there it is.
It's going to be like that.
Indiana, there you have it. You know, you got to enjoy yourself. Yeah. As much as you possibly can.
Lynn Marshall got the jersey on and everything and screaming at people.
And then you had the Confederate flag waving over buildings as well.
What?
In North Carolina.
South. Right?
South Carolina, yeah.
That's your state
and people
flag.
Were talking about, well, do you think Duke losing, is anybody going to blame them? Listen, if you don't understand politically how people feel in that state about North Carolina as opposed to Duke, like the people who want to wave the Confederate flag, they actually root for Duke to lose because Duke is looked at as the school with nothing but Asians and Middle Easterners and Jewish people from the Northeast. So they're not very big fans of those people as it is. Now, if North Carolina loses, that because of, you know, the venue being changed, now you're cooking with gas. But nobody in that state is worried about Duke losing, especially if you're brazen enough to fly a Confederate flag.
The standing is a tradition for Wichita State in Wichita. Yeah, the keyword's in Wichita.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not in Wichita.
The 815, Kansas is bankrupt. You live in Illinois. Yeah, but it ain't Kansas. It ain't Kansas, because that's what it looks like when you got your super majorities and you have no roads. So if you want that,
then you're in Dominican Republic of Kansas.
You want to read about some comps? You check that out. Go down that road and have fun, because that's your new federal policy too. This is Boards. Oh, there it was.
There it is.
That's three.
There it is.
That's three. But you've done it too.
No, I haven't.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. Look at him, by the way. Cut all thumbs off immediately. You see how that went? You've done it too, ladies and gentlemen. Sign of a bad teammate.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. There. So it makes it okay.
All right.
Bernstein and Goff, 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit Rosen Hyundai.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Supply and demand also works in real estate, even in situations where homes can be harder to sell. Not Lawrence homes, but actual homes. Tony was done being a landlord and decided to sell his rental property. He called Amy Kite. Amy engaged